Hey guys, just wanted to come on here just to talk, because that's what it usually is for, right? Podcasting is just for talking and opening up and revealing truths. And I think what I want to do is have my regular content, but have like a vlog version of podcasting, right? Just instead of like doing the lessons I usually do, just talk about random stuff and what's been on my mind. Honestly, the last, the last 6-7 months, I think since like April, I've been in this dark night of the soul, which everyone like I know goes through. Like everyone goes through the dark night of the soul. Everyone goes through like a phase where, you know, things can be tough. A lot of obstacles are being thrown at them, and it's kind of like, what do you do at that point? And right now, like, you know, as you guys know, you know, living in a car is great. Like, I can't really complain. Like, my whole entire experience has been pretty good. I haven't really had any situations where I'm like, fuck living in a car. Although, you know, I do miss sleeping in a bed and like having your own place. It's great. But you know, this is gonna do for right now. And like my main struggle, I think, with just everything is not being able to pick up work. Like what I do for a living, see, I have like Supa Healing, and I also have my other freelancing business, right? So I have like projects that I do for a lot of tech companies. Everything's like online, since you guys know that I work from online. And then just some other side stuff that I do, but it's not where I would like it to be. And I think that a lot of people know how I'm feeling, where you're trying to do the things that you want to, but it's like at the same time you have to kind of trust in the universe to provide you what you need at the right time. And it's as much as it's cliche, like it's just so true. Like having to wait for what the universe has in store for you is like a really huge thing. And what's crazy is that every time it comes to, you know, when I'm like in a situation where I'm like, not that I'm like super struggling, or like times where like I have nothing and I need to provide myself with like food and water and like gas to get around, because obviously I live in the car and like stuff like that. Like sometimes it can be challenging when your income isn't where it used to be. And that's kind of like what my life is right now. It's like having to really push and find things that are gonna allow me to survive. Like for example, today, you know, my husband and I were like, we sell a lot of our shit, like a lot of stuff that we don't use or we don't need anymore, because we're living our life on the road. Like we're just selling it, right? And sometimes some things sell, some things don't, and you still have to kind of like, you know, do what you need to do to get by. And as soon as like our gas was about to go out, like we had no more, someone hit us up for an item that we were selling, and like it was the right fucking timing, because the light of the gas thing turned on, or just like, oh shit, you know, like that is so crazy. Like we always get what we need at the right time, you know. I think when you have like your high faith in the universe, God, however, whatever you guys call your creator, or yeah, I don't want to say things that are gonna offend anybody, but you know, I don't know what to say, like God or the universe or whatever, but this is a spiritual channel, or just a life channel, so I don't know, it depends on what religion you are. But anyways, you know, God always seems to provide you with the right things at the right time when you need it the most. And like a side of me, you know, I am a human being, I'm not perfect, you know, I try to help you guys like the best way that I can, like with the knowledge that I have. A lot of the times, like when I'm talking about something, is because I'm currently going through it myself, and I finally figured out how to deal with it. And so that's why like I come on with the content and talk to you guys about it, you know, because I don't want you guys to experience like something by yourself, or you feel like you know, you don't have anyone, or you feel like nobody understands you, you know, I want to make sure that when I'm doing these podcasts that I'm relating to you guys, and I'm there for you guys, and I'm there to help you guys with any type of struggle that you're going through, especially like for those of you maybe that are struggling financially. You know, it's like, still hang in there. Like, yeah, is it fucking hard to not worry, and is it hard to not want to, like, or like you're wanting to give up, but you know, you still want to keep going. Like, just keep going, don't give up. Something always seems to like turn around, whether you think it or not. Like, something always comes around, especially like when you have the high faith and that you're praying, you know, for what it is that you need, you're gonna get it at the right time. And it, us as human beings, we can be very controlling, and we want things to happen like right away, and a lot of the times it doesn't end up being like that. We, you know, we will get it when we get it. And it's like the same too, you know, it's the thoughts and the mind usually like wants to take over, right? And wants to, not that it's a saying, but like, it just, the mind just wants to take over and wants to control everything, because it's that intelligent. The mind, the brain, it's very intelligent. It's to where like we haven't really discovered the whole area of the brain. We haven't, we only discovered parts of it, but only just a little bit. And we're not at the potential as where we can be, because we've been so suppressed over time that, you know, a lot of people just don't care anymore. They don't care to understand that, or they're just so blinded, or they're just sleeping about it. And oh, I hate this. Like, every time, I'm not even joking, every time that I'm like trying to talk, I'm like waiting for that to pass by. Every time I want to talk on a podcast, a motorcycle comes through, and I'm just like, man, I need to change my thoughts or something, because this is just ridiculous. But anyways, what was I saying? I was talking about thoughts. Okay, yeah. You know, like, just your thoughts, you know, you got to change around. Even for me, myself, like, going through, like, my little, like, I wouldn't say slump, it's just, because I know what I'm worth, you know. At the end of the day, like, you know what you're worth, you know, like, what you can bring to the table, you know, like, you know, how to get by and do what you need to do. And, like, sometimes, I don't know, sometimes it's just so hard to do what you need to do in the right time and the right place, and it's out of your control. And for those of you who are like control freaks, you gotta let go. Just like me, I have to let go in order for things to come through. I can't force anything on my terms. I have to allow them to just kind of be, and just kind of let it go, and focus on, you know, the things that I am doing right now that are working and that I know that are gonna push me forward, you know, stuff like that. I don't know, guys, it's just, things can just be kind of tough sometimes. When you think they're really tough, they're really not. Or sometimes, like, you feel like nothing's working, when in reality it is working. It's just you don't really see it, because you have these expectations of the way you want things, and when you expect stuff, it just doesn't happen, you know. It's like you're kind of putting an ending on what the blessings can come through for you, you know. And everyone struggles with it, I totally understand. But just kind of like switching your mind, taking control of it, meditation, I'm telling you guys, like, I honestly, I cannot stress that enough. Like, I haven't meditated in a while, because I've been just so crazy busy as far as like just getting everything done, like just my husband's work schedule, because I work around his stuff too, so sometimes I don't have the opportunity to like do what I want. But tomorrow for sure I'm gonna have a session with myself, and then Friday as well I'm gonna have another session. Just trying to find time to meditate, you know, take the time with nature and to connect, because like that's what I need for myself right now. I need to connect with source. I need to connect with Mother Gaia so she can recharge me, so she can show me what I can manifest quickly, because we are in the month of Scorpio, the month of new beginnings and rebirths, and the energy flow. The Scorpio itself is very majestic. They're very majestic in a way that they can manifest things really fast. They have knowledge. They're kind of psychic in a sense, you know, if they really use their abilities, you know. You know, so it's a very magical time. not only that, you know, like I've mentioned before with the retrogrades going on, it's just, it's a lot of stuff, right? We're almost at the end of the year. So things can be stressful, but you have to ask yourself, is it worth it? Is it really worth your stress? Because things can be worse. Things can totally just flip a switch the next morning, you know? You just have to be grateful for the present moment that you're even living right now. Like, that's how I have to remind myself. I have to think about what's going on right now and what I have right now. And I'm appreciative that I have a car and that I'm able to drive it and that, like, you know, I have the resources that I need to make money. Like, at least I have those things, and it's better than having jack shit, like not having anything, you know, stuff like that. And trust me, guys, like, even just seeing, like, homeless people, like, not having anything, not a car, nothing, like, they're just out in the streets, like, I feel so genuinely bad, because it's not their fault a lot of the times, and, you know, we're over here judging them and just ridiculing them because they're in that position. Like, we really don't know their life story. We don't know how they got there. And that's something too you have to understand, is you have to be humble. Just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean shit, you know, because that shit can be taken away real quick. You have to always humble yourself and appreciate what you do have, because there's a lot of people that don't have what you have, or don't have the luck that you do, or don't have the power that you may have. You know, you got to understand that, you know, life is ups and downs, side by sides, and everything in between. You know, it's the same thing for me. Like, I have to realize a lot of things too, regardless of my situation. It could be worse. It could be something that, like, I don't know, that I can't get myself out of. But the thing is like, I can get myself out of it. And that's one thing too. You guys can definitely get out of the rut that you're in. Whatever it may be, whether it's like relationships, problems with your family, whether it's financial problems, it doesn't matter. It's like, you can change your perception. You just have to want to do it, you know? I can only tell you so much, right? I can only tell you what I can tell you. But at the end of the day, you have to be the one to make that change. You have to be the one who wants to better themselves and their lives and not take things for granted. Oh my gosh, that's another thing too. Like, if you have amazing things in your life, don't take it for granted. Don't take advantage of it in a way that it's malicious or just, you know, you want to do something evil with it. Don't do that shit, because it literally comes back to you 10 times, like, in a very awful way. And, you know, I don't want that for you guys. I want you guys to have everything that you ever wanted or desired. Like, you guys deserve the best. You guys deserve everything, you know, because you are a being of God. You are the light. You are, you know, part of the creator. The creator decided to manifest itself into you, right? And, you know, what I mean by manifesting into you means, you know, you're different from God in a way that, you know, you have your own character, your own ego, the way you think and stuff like that. Like, that's you. And then you have your higher self, which is the creator. Literally, like, the creator's right there at all times. You cannot separate yourself from the creator. You could try to shut them out. But at the same time, like, the creator's always going to be connected with you. You're always connected to source. You may not visually see, like, what's around you or the energy fields. You may not see it. At least, not when you're sober. But, you know, you can't see it with the naked eye. So you have to kind of just picture it, imagine it, meditate with it. And then you'll begin to see it in a sense to where, like, okay, you know, do I want to involve myself into that? Do I want to think like that? A good example, like, I had an experience where, what was it? Like, it was just different. It happens to me all the time, like, when I'm outside in nature and stuff. But, like, I don't even know how to describe this to you guys. I feel like I've mentioned this before, but I'm not sure if I mentioned it, like, recently, or I don't know. But there's been times where, you know, ever since I've taken psychedelics in my life, like, ever since I've tried to dabble in it, or that I've taken it, like, afterwards, you know, trippy stuff does happen, where sometimes, like, I'll look at the leaves, and, like, they just look so majestic. Like, I can't even explain it to you. Like, when you kind of appreciate nature and you're connected with everything, you just see things so differently. And, like, I'll be looking up in the sky, and it looks like a vortex in a way where I can see the energy being admitted through me and the energy being admitted through Earth. I really cannot explain this to you guys. Like, I don't, you guys have to experience it for yourself. It's almost like a stethoscope, except like you can actually see it. Like, I'm able to see a lot of things. I'm able to see like my angels, my spirit guides. Like, I'm able to see them because they kind of like sparkle in the light. It looks like glitter, right? Like little tiny lights. That's the best way I can describe it to you. Like stuff like that, seeing that vortex or seeing that energy coming through, and like that kind of just shows me like how important that we need to be careful with our thoughts, because we're literally manifesting 24/7, some more than others, in a way where like they have control over it. Sometimes you don't, because you don't practice it or you don't meditate on it, but like stuff like that. And honestly, guys, like, I think that we need to be very careful in the way we think, the way we act, the way we talk, because everything's energy. And we have to shift our vibrations to something positive. Even for me too, bro. Like, honestly, it's the same situation. Like, we all have to do it, including myself. Sometimes we fuck up. It's okay if we fuck up. It's okay if you fall. It's okay if you kind of come into this mindset where you're negative or you're not positive. You know, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. Why? Because we are always the opposite. Always. We're always playing one field or the other. We're either up or we're either down. We're either positive or we're either negative. But there can be times where if you're too much of something, at times it can be imbalanced. So it's okay, like, if you're very successful, but yet, like, you have these moments where you're, like, just pissed off or, like, depressed or whatever, it's normal, but don't linger with it. That's one thing, too, that I have to say is, like, yeah, it's okay to be, you know, on one side or the other, but don't stay there, don't stay in the negativity for too long, because then you're gonna fail. I know this from experience. Like, I was in the negative for a very, very long time, only because, like, I couldn't see things for myself. This was like a while ago. And that's why I, for those of you who've listened to me for a long time, like, I wasn't on for a long time. It was like a couple months, I want to say, or more. Yeah, I just stopped, because honestly, there's just so much crap going on. There's just so many things that were on my mind that I just couldn't really like put myself together. I wasn't into my craft. Like, it wasn't doing it for me. And then, like, after I moved out, like, or when I was in the process of moving out, I was doing stuff with Judge. I know you guys are familiar with Judge if you guys listened to Judge and me talk before. Like, I was doing stuff with him, but like, he has his own stuff going on. You know, he really wants to come back, by the way. But we'll see in the future what he wants to do. Hopefully we'll do a podcast soon. But yeah, like, he was just like in his own thing, like, and so was I. It was just a really crazy time, and you know, it's okay to be like that. Sometimes you have to kind of go into the darkness in order for you to learn the lessons, to learn the things that the darkness has to offer you, and then that's when you can come out into the light and show yourself and show the universe what you have in store, you know, for humanity. That's how I look at it. But I don't know, guys. I'm really happy that you all are listening in and you guys care to listen to me. Like, I'm so, like, honestly, I am so honored to just have your guys' attention and time, because time is so precious and you guys are spending your time with me. Like, I have so much love for you guys, like, so much love, and one day I would love to meet all of you. I would love to just hang out with you guys, talk to you guys, and just be hanging out, you know what I mean? Like, I would love that. But again, thank you guys so much for my little rant. I'm gonna stop here. I think we've been going on for a good, like, what, 15 minutes or so? I don't know. I haven't kept track of, like, how long I've been on here, but But yeah, I just wanted to come on here and talk. But yeah, guys, I hope you guys have a good Halloween. Be safe out there for those of you that are like going out partying or trick-or-treating or whatever you guys are gonna do. Just be safe and watch out for the negative spirits that are coming through. Remember, this is a day that the veil is open. The portal is open. So be very, 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 very careful. If you guys have any special like smudge tools like sage or Palo Santo, that's another one you could use for smudging. I forgot the other one. I don't know exactly what it is, but I mostly use like sage or Palo Santo as like the best thing to go to for cleaning negative energy. So whatever you do is just cleanse everything if you can in your house. Protect yourself, because that's just no joke. Anything that you do right now, keep in mind too, anything that you do, however you dress as Halloween, that's just going to come back to you the whole entire year. Negative energy is attracted to stuff that's evil or shit that's like scary. So be very careful on what you do and what you become during this night. You know, I'm just saying, keep an eye out. But I hope you guys have a great day, great night, great morning, wherever you're at. I love you all and take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.